We don't say turn or burn, but we think it. The Way of the Master Radio with Kirk Cameron, Ray Comfort, and Todd Friel. Now available in THX.
Gotta watch those feelings. Do Christians have feelings? You betcha. How do we know if they are good feelings, bad feelings, from God feelings, or just our bodies doing whatever our bodies do when they feel things? This is Way of the Master Radio. There was a report on CNN. There's a woman who is touring the country whose name, Amma, A-M-M-A. I don't know if that means something or not. She used to be a Hindu, but now she calls herself the Hugging Saint. Have you heard about Amma, the Hugging Saint? Travels around. Now, this woman does very nice things. She apparently builds orphanages from the money that she gets for people who show up and attend her events and her speaking engagements. Feeds homeless people back in India. That's swell. She's got the big red dot on her forehead. She doesn't say that she's really any religion now. And you go to the event, and you get hugged by Amma. And I got to tell you something. I've seen the clip that you're about to hear, and these are not people who look like they are eating granola three times a day. They're just folks going to see Amma, the Hugging Saint.
Her name is Amma, but she's known around the world as the Hugging Saint.
She just really fills you with so much love.
Thousands have come to the Hilton Mark Center in Alexandria to see the 53-year-old Indian mystic.
We have a lot of change going on in our life, and we just want ease with all of it. And to have her light shining on us while we do that will be wonderful.
Amma was born Hindu, but now subscribes to no particular religion and says she does not try to convert anyone. There have been stories of healings and miracles, but mostly...
I felt a feeling of a lot of peace kind of go flowing through my body.
Mm-hmm. Amma, she gives feelings. Got a question for you.
Nothing more than feelings.
Have you ever heard a Christian come out of an event and basically say the same thing? Sure enough, you do. And they might have feelings. There's absolutely no doubt about it. But if Amma, the mystic Hindu nothing with the red dot on her forehead, can create those feelings from giving somebody a hug, it has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with Jesus. It has nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. What's the difference between the feelings that she creates and the feelings that Christians claim to have? Which ones are valid? Now, I would suggest to you, both are valid. Because they both can have feelings by going to those two different events. That an individual who is not a Christian can create feelings of love and intimacy and closeness. And we hear that coming from people who are Christians who come out of Christian events or a worship service. Now, if they both have valid feelings, then it begs another question. Where are those feelings coming from? I would like to suggest to you, Amma's feelings that she's creating in people are coming from the music, the mood, an emotional speech, some poetic language. And so basically, they're fleeting feelings manufactured by the individual, him or herself. Agreed? Is that fair? All right. Now, what about then the Christians that are coming out of the event? Is it not, if that is true, is it not also possible, then, that a Christian can have feelings that he or her has created in her brain simply because of emotional music, some flowery preaching, an intimate setting with some dimly lit lights or the incense or the images on the screen? You'd have to say, yeah. So I would suggest to you, we Christians need to be very careful when we have feelings and emotions that we don't ascribe them necessarily to God. Huh? That's right. When we have feelings, not every feeling is coming from God. Not every emotion or every high or every buzz that we get as a Christian is necessarily coming from God. There are times when they can be falsely manufactured by a setting or in our own brain. And maybe you're thinking, hey, wait a second. I want feelings. And I like feelings. And you know what? So do I. And so did Jonathan Edwards. He wrote about this very, very, wish you'd have gotten to the point sooner, in Christian Affections, that we do indeed have affections, but here's what we've got to watch for. That our affections, our emotions, our feelings are not coming from an event, a service, the music, or the candles. How do we as Christians get feelings? We want to make sure that we're not following an Amma. Here's how I believe it works. God creates feelings in us this way, and I would almost suggest to you maybe even this way only, and if not this way only, awfully close to exclusively this way. You read the Word, the Bible, or somebody preaches it and exposits it accurately and correctly, and by the power of the Holy Spirit helping you to understand that these words are true, not necessarily to interpret them, right, but to understand that they are true, the knowledge from that book about God by the power of the Holy Spirit creates feelings not based on a hug from Amma or a eloquent preacher, but because it's founded on truth. And if you are lacking in feelings, or you've lost that loving feeling, and you want it back, then what you need to do is read the Bible, ask God to help you know that it's true, and you'll get those feelings. That's it. And anything less than that, you have to stop and go, hold on, where are these feelings coming from? I fear that, did you listen yesterday? You probably turned it off almost immediately. We were playing that Conversations with God. The same thing is true. You hear a voice in your head. Well, Conversations from God, and Neil Donald Walsh would say, well, that's God talking to you, and he speaks in your voice. Yikes! That implies that apparently every streaming thought that runs through my brain when I'm pondering a thought, hey, I'm looking out the window. I wonder if we can barbecue tonight. Did that come from God? Was that me? And the same thing is going on in Christianity. Well, I had this thought, and I think it was God telling me, hold the phone, Henrietta. Voices in our head, emotions that we have, if they are not coming straight out of Scripture by the power of the Holy Spirit, we at the very least have to weigh them against Scripture or just discard them and say, I'm not going to follow that because it's just a synapse. It's just a something flying off in my brain. We have thoughts all day. Went to Taco Bell for lunch. Something inside of me said, a chicken grilled stuffed burrito without rice. That was the something that went.
Did it sound like you?
Yeah. Sounded exactly like me because it was me. And so we need to distinguish the difference between voices in our head. Is it coming from the Word? Does God help us fire off thoughts from the Bible? I believe he does. Help us think about, but not about what to order for lunch at Taco Bell. And the same thing is true with feelings. Christians get feelings, but they're based on Scripture and not whoop-de-doo at a service. This is Way of the Master Radio.